Hey everyone, hope everyone's doing well, and welcome to another Gym the Third podcast. I apologize if the audio doesn't sound as good as it normally does, or at least as good as it has been lately, but I'm recording this with my phone just because I'm trying to get ready pretty quickly. I've already put my one computer away that I'm taking with me to the trip, and the trip that I'm taking is a South Carolina trip. It's something that I've talked about before. I'm leaving today about 2. We were originally going to stop in Tennessee to watch a minor league baseball game. But because they have a day game today, they're probably playing at noon, we're not going to get there till the evening. So we are just going to stay in the hotel since he wasn't able to get the reservations canceled, and then just make it a 2-part drive. So drive to Tennessee and then drive over to South Carolina because it's kind of on the way. It's not directly, but I think it's about 4 hours both times, or 4 or 5 hours both days that we're driving, today and tomorrow. I also have an eye doctor's appointment, which will be very interesting to see if my prescription has changed. The only reason that I am going to the eye doctor is because I have a little scratch in my glasses, and I do eventually want to get a new pair. I don't wear contacts anymore, so it wasn't something that was urgently needed for me, and I'm not like a baseball player anymore or anything, so there isn't anything that I precisely need to see to a high level. And I haven't noticed any detrimental aspects of my life, but I have noticed that I've squinted from time to time. So I definitely think my prescription needs updated. And at the very least, I just need a new pair of glasses, and there's no reason for me to get a new pair unless I have the prescription. I don't think I've gone in 2 years, which isn't probably the best thing to do. It was just in the transition of moving down here. It wasn't the thing I was thinking about, since I transitioned from wearing contacts when I worked out and really in general. So I didn't really have an immediate need to go to the eye doctor, since that really determined in the past when I would go is when I would need new contacts. And, you know, it kind of coincided. You get the updated prescription so you can get new contacts, new glasses and whatnot. But I'll be getting new glasses, and I know this may sound boring, but I actually think about all this random crap that goes on in my life quite a bit. The glasses I have now don't have a metal frame on the bottom, so I've probably seen them. It's the same style that my dad has, and I kind of liked them, so I got them for myself. But the bottom part is just like the lens part of the glasses, and what I don't like about them is that they'll get dirty in like a crack of the frame of the glasses that you can't clean. And I've spent a lot of time trying to clean them, and they just don't work when you're doing that. So I want to look for a pair of glasses that are covered all the way around, which is going to be different than the style that I have. If you're curious what exactly my glasses look like, you can just look at literally any of my lifting videos, since I wear them whenever I lift. But I'll be getting a different style of glasses just for everyday life. I'll probably still wear the pair I have to work out, since they're you know, kind of dirty. They have a scratch on them. And I think the scratch was from weed eating in my yard. I honestly have no idea from when I scratch my glasses, since I almost always wear them, so it's not as if I'm just throwing them around all the time. But so I have that to get done today, and hopefully I'll be able to have plenty of time to go to the gym to get some deadlifts in, maybe some bench. I don't really want to bench, but it's something I still think is beneficial, especially, you know, just to get some work with the triceps. And it's nice to have a more full chest than I otherwise would if I didn't bench at all. But I'm mostly packed up, which is really nice to have done already and not have to worry about rushing to do that when he's on the way to pick me up. But besides that, once we're in South Carolina, we'll be there from today till next Wednesday. I'm not sure if we leave on that Wednesday or the day before, or it's right around that time. But it's a week-long baseball tournament, which is really cool. So we'll be at the beach, and we have a house right next to it. And I'm not much of a beach person. I'm not much of a sun person, which is ironic because I coach baseball outside the whole summer. But I'm so pasty white that I burn very horribly whenever I'm out in the sun and not just lathering myself with ungodly amounts of sunscreen. So I'll have to do that. I will go to the beach a little bit because I haven't been to the beach in years, and I do want to, you know, walk on the sand and stuff. I'm not really going to go swim in the ocean and whatnot, but at least, you know, walk around the beach and hang out there and maybe do some reading on it if I can find a good spot to do that. But I don't even know. I brought my swim trunks. I don't even know if those bad boys fit. The last time I wore them was when I was in college, and they're extra larges, but my thighs are also extra, extra large. So who knows if those are going to be extremely tight or if they will be all right, but they'll be sufficient for whatever I'll need them for, since I won't be doing any crazy amounts of swimming and whatnot. Unfortunately, I may have mentioned this before in an earlier podcast, but there is a gym that I went to before when my sister and brother-in-law lived in South Carolina. Unfortunately, that gym is about 40 minutes away from where we are because it's in Charleston, and we're going to be right on the coast, and I forget what it's called, but Isle of something. Fortunately, it's going to be just too far to drive or to Uber or Lyft or whatever to it. I did find a gym that's about 20 minutes away, and that's about the closest gym I could find that would accommodate weightlifting. Obviously, I could go to, you know, any commercial gym and get dumbbell work or whatever in, but I need an actual gym where I can do all my lifting and not have to worry about, you know, getting yelled at for whatever. But hopefully that gym works out. It's annoying. It's, I think it's like 75. I don't think it's $75 for the week, but it's quite expensive for the whole week. But I should be able to do that fine and get all my lifts in. I will probably not lift as aggressively this week because it just is a different environment and a different atmosphere. I still want to hit my numbers and whatnot, but I'm thinking particularly of my max out days. It may not be as optimal as I would like, and I may just strap in for the snatches if they don't have a nice bar to do weightlifting on, since I'm really spoiled with the bar that I have now, with it being an extremely high quality bar, almost that to a Alico bar. It's a Vulcan, which is essentially the same specs as an Alico bar, but just cheaper, at least from what I've been told and what I can tell. Perhaps I'm wrong on that, but it's an extremely nice bar to use for all my lifting. Unless I'm at the house, then I have my other bar that I use, which is just a strength shop bastard bar. But so I have a gym down there. I have all my stuff that I will need. I won't be taking my nicer computer that I just recently got. We'll be taking my old Surface just in case something, you know, would happen and I would lose it or get stolen or something. I'd really hate to lose my laptop. Plus, I'm going to guess we're not going to have the best internet down there. So the only reason I would need the nicer laptop is if I would want to play some video games. And I don't really think I'll probably do that very much because the internet probably won't be very good. But I will probably still try to edit videos. My Surface is, that's the one benefit of using my newer laptop, is that editing videos is extremely easy and it renders extremely fast. So the whole process is just sped up in a very nice way. The Surface still can do that stuff, and I will probably mess around with it when I'm down there uninstalling a bunch of stuff, since I'm using my laptop, my new one, a lot more than the Surface, and I don't think I've even opened the Surface since I've gotten that new computer. But the Surface will be nice for travel, stuff like that, kind of the tablet use that it was originally designated for. But I'll try to uninstall a bunch of programs on there that I won't need to use and keep the ones that I do, and hopefully that will speed it up a little bit and help it render faster and all that. But I won't need to do that much stuff with it, and it won't be too crazy to get all that stuff done. But there is some stuff about school that I want to talk about, but I will save that for an additional podcast that I will record probably right after this one. But that's just kind of an update about what's going on today and why I'm recording on my phone. But hopefully I'll be able to get all my lifts in and get all that stuff done and stay on track with that with my meet that's happening on August 12th. I'm just trying to do a little bit, not really less volume per se, but just do higher intensity and a little bit lower reps than, you know, 4 or 5 set of 10 on squats or something stupid like that again. Not that that was really stupid, but it's was difficult. But continue to work on that kind of stuff. And my lift today is the last day of the week that I'm on. And then tomorrow will be like an off day, which is good because we've just been done driving and stuff. Then Thursday will be squats and whatnot, all that fun stuff again. But with that being said, I'll talk to you all in the next one. I hope you're all having a great day. Peace.